This is a synthetic lens rapid update. I am David Carver. The new signal is this. 4 months after the horrific Iran school bombing, fears grow that Trump and Hegseth will bury the truth. The source gate is Guardian World, with the item scored 7 out of 10 by the Iran War Watcher. The useful sentence is not that the war is over, it is that the public story is moving faster than the verified facts. Here is the reported core. A secretive investigation into the attack that killed at least 175 has reportedly ended. Will its findings see the light of day? The attack on a girls' elementary school in the Iranian town of Manab was one of the U.S. military's deadliest civilian bombings in decades. Other fresh reports in the Watcher cluster point to the same pressure zone. Guardian World has Middle East Live, U.S.-Iran talks to begin in Switzerland as Tehran says it has closed Strait of Hormuz. BBC World has U.S.-Iran talks to begin in Switzerland as Tehran says it closed Strait of Hormuz. Guardian World has Iran says it is closing Strait of Hormuz over Israeli strikes in Lebanon. So here is what we can say safely. First, this is a real update to the story, not just background noise. It touches the same fragile triangle we have been tracking: military action, diplomacy, and the Strait of Hormuz. Second, the word to avoid is done. If officials say a deal is close, that is not the same thing as a signed text, public mutual confirmation, or visible implementation on the water. The difference matters because markets, ships, regional actors, and military commanders do not move on vibes. They move on instructions, risk, and proof. Third, the next checkpoint is behavior. Watch for mutually confirmed language from Washington and Tehran. Watch whether Israel, Hezbollah, and Iranian-linked forces actually stand down. Watch whether shipping risk around Hormuz changes in practice, and watch whether oil and insurance markets treat the story as a settlement, a pause, or another headline inside an active conflict. The rapid read is this. The off-ramp may still exist, but it is being tested in public. If the facts harden, this becomes the beginning of implementation. If they do not, it becomes another example of peace being declared before the region agrees to act peaceful. We are keeping this one short because the story is moving. We will keep watching for confirmation before turning any claim into a headline. This has been The Synthetic Lens. I am David Carver. Stay sharp and we will keep watching the signal.